Guys are quiet. You guys are supposed to have had 10 cups of coffee. All right. One's awake. Amen. The title this evening is Who Jesus Says I Am. Who Jesus Says I Am. It's already December 9th, 2017. And I just want to take a moment this evening just to share a few things about what Jesus said about us. The Bible says a lot about you and I, and when we spend some time in the Word, we get to find out what Jesus said about us. And that's why Christmas is really important. And the more that I look at Christmas, I get this feeling that God loves us so much that he gave us his only begotten Son, Jesus, to be born in December. Amen? Hallelujah. And it's good news because when I start looking at Jesus and I start to celebrate Jesus, and we celebrate his birthday here on the 25th, and we celebrate Christmas, and the world takes that day off to reflect, not a sports figure, not a president. We're going to celebrate our God. Amen. And there's some things that our God has said about us that's in the Bible, and I want to share a few of those things with you so you can get a feel how much he loves you. Jesus, when he came to this earth, they didn't know he was coming. Amen. There's a lot that didn't know he was coming. And when he did, he set the record straight for all of us. He set the record straight. There were some things that weren't correct. Adam and Eve kind of messed some stuff up. So Jesus had to come to kind of straighten some stuff out for us. Amen. But I want to share some things that Jesus says about you and me as Christians. And I'm not going to give you every scripture verse for it, but I just want to share a few things with you. There's just a few things that God says about us in the Bible. But one of the things I want to share with you is that you and I are created in the image of God. So let's just take a second and think about that. He created you in his image. So when you get to heaven, you're not going to have to say, what does God look like? Amen. He looked like us, right? He created us in his image. And what he created, he made perfect. So don't ever doubt yourself. Doubt the doubt. Amen. You know, you're an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You got to understand that's important, that you and I have access to God just like Jesus did. Amen. We're an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. So whatever Jesus was given and carried, we get the same thing. Amen. I am one spirit with him. That's important, that we're one spirit with God, that I'm complete in Christ. That's what the Bible says in Colossians 2:10. It says that I'm complete in Christ. Listen, you and I are complete in Christ. God is not doing anything new. We're just figuring it out finally. Amen? When we read his word, we go, oh, man, I got it now. I've only read it 35 times. I finally got it. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm always on top and never on the bottom. God has put you in a position to prosper. I'm a member of the body of Christ. I am an overcomer. Amen. So whatever's coming your way, you can overcome those things. That's what the Bible says in 1 John 4 and 1 John 5. I'm more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're more than a conqueror. This is what the Bible says about us. This is what Jesus says about us. You and me. That I no longer live for myself, but I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer do the things we used to do. Remember what we used to do? Remember that old used to guy that used to hang around with the used to? Amen. You used to do that, but now you don't do that anymore. It's eliminated about half your friends. Hallelujah. I'm a friend of God. That's what the Bible says. That I'm a child of God. That's what it says in the Bible in John 1:12-13. I'm a branch of the true vine and a conduit of Christ's life. That's what the Bible says. I have been justified and redeemed. And I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I am chosen, holy, and blameless before God. This is what the Bible says. I am free from the law of sin and death. That no longer, that sin, sickness, and disease don't have to hang on you no more. That's what the Bible says. I'm just pointing a few things out. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I am accepted by Christ. That's important. In Romans 15:7, I'm accepted by Christ. That means he took us even when we were mauling with the pigs, right? When we were doing the things we weren't supposed to do, God still, think about that, accepted us. That's pretty good news. It says I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ. When I step out of this earth and get into heaven, I'm going to be rocking and rolling with Jesus. Amen. We're going to be rocking and rolling, just hanging out. It's going to be good because we're going to be seated in heavenly places with Christ. I'm God's workmanship, created to produce good works. Think about that for a second. You're God's workmanship. He didn't make you cheap. He didn't say built in China. Amen. Made in America. Praise God. No, made by God. Think about that for a second. How good. How he had every detail of your hands and your feet and your eyes and your hair and your ears and in the color of your eyes. He knew. Think about that. Why did you have blue eyes? We still laugh about my daughter. She's still got blue eyes, and my wife and I both have brown eyes. Amen. And then we started thinking back who in our family had blue eyes, and my daughter got the blue eyes. Matt got the brown eyes, you know. It's kind of crazy, you know. God figured it all. God was so good. He formed us so perfect. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to be seated with the Holy Spirit of promise. I'm a citizen of heaven. I've been raised with Christ. I am chosen of God. I am alive in Christ. I've been set free in Christ. I am not condemned, and I am triumphant in Christ. Amen. I can overcome things. I can overtake my situations by using the Word of God. So this evening, there's three more items I want to share with you, and I just kind of want to expound on them a little bit, because that list was probably about 20 of them, right? What the Bible says, what Jesus said about you and me. And we should study those things. And the more closer we get to Christmas, the more I started understanding why Jesus had to come. Because he was wanting to talk about us. Amen. He wanted to share some things about us in the Word. And when we get down or we get in a funk, and sometimes during when it gets cold and wintry, I know in Michigan, I mean, you just get all depressed and, you know, God, it's gonna be winter for the next 9 months, you can get depressed about that. Well, you can go to the Word and lift yourself up and start talking about what the Word says about you and who you are in Christ Jesus. But there's three more I want to share with you this evening. The first one is God says, I am one whose needs are met. Let me say it again. God says, I am one whose needs are met. Take a look at Philippians 4:19. Let's take a look at that. This is in the New King James Version. It says this: And my God shall supply some of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Right? And God said he'll supply most of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Give me the next scripture. Go ahead. Philippians, okay, 4:19, New Living Translation. Maybe this has got it right. And the same God who takes care of me will supply what?
All.
How much?
All.
All your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. I'm glad we fixed that. Amen. All things. All our needs. All our needs are met. All our needs are met. Let me say it again. All our needs are met. Touch your neighbor and say, all my needs,
all my needs
are met. Touch your other neighbor and say, all my needs, are met. This Christmas season, guess what? All your needs are met.
Amen.
Not some of your needs are met, but all your needs are met according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. We lack no good thing from Jesus. As we celebrate Christmas, you need to understand something. Jesus held nothing back. Think about it. God sent Jesus to come on this earth to straighten stuff up and knew that he was going to have to die for us. He didn't hold nothing back. He came to redeem us. He came to die for us, for all our sin, all our sickness, all our disease, all our shortcomings. Jesus came for that. That's why we celebrate his birthday. That's why we celebrate who he is. The Message translation says it this way. Same scripture. It's not up there, but you can trust me. It says this: You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. His generosity exceeds our expectation in glory that pours out from Jesus. Our God and Father abounds in glory that just pours out into eternity. Yes and amen. Think about that for a second. He gives us more than we need. He's a need meter. The God we serve is a need meter. He meets all our needs. I didn't say all the things you want. Amen. I mean, the kids for Christmas got more wants than that I can provide for. Amen. I said, go to God on that. Amen. Remember when they were little, they'd have a list. I remember taking them to see Santa Claus, and they have a list, and my kids would roll out a scroll. I want this. That poor Santa Claus sat there for 30 minutes, you know. Just, okay, yeah, well, that's on the list. Okay, all right. He's looking at me. I know five big wheels and all these little things. I mean, I get it. But God's the need meter. He supplies all your needs. It's not your job that supplies your needs. It's not man that supplies your needs. It's God that supplies all your needs. Amen? And we have to understand it. Jobs come and go. Employers come and go. But God stays with us through thick and thin. Amen? And we got to understand that he's there for us, that he's going to make a way when there seems to be no way. And just like the Bible says there, is that he will supply all your needs. God bless you. All your needs. Whatever you're looking for, whatever you need, God's got it figured out. Amen. Second thing, God says, I have been made one with all who are in Christ. God says, I have been made one with all who are in Christ. We've been made one. Take a look at the Bible in New King James Version in Galatians 3:28. This is important because the world is reeling right now from this. And if we can get this straightened out on earth, oh, how much better heaven's going to be. Amen. There's going to be a lot of surprised people. Galatians 3:28 says this, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Give me Galatians in the Message translation. This is what the Message Bible says. I like this. It says, in Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew and non-Jew, slave or free, male and female. Among us, you are all equal. That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. Also, since you are Christ's family, then you are Abraham's famous descendants, heirs according to the covenant promises. Let me say something. You have been made one with all in Christ. We are all family. We may look different. We may talk different. Our skin color may be different. Listen, we are all family. Amen?
Amen?
God doesn't look at our color of our skin, our race, our nationality, where we've come from. God loves you and he loves me the same because we are family. In God's family, there's no racism. If the world could get that today, we would be in such a better place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know why people pick on each other because of the color of their skin. Mine could have been black, or mine could have been yellow, or mine could have been brown. I just praise God that who I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. He made me and created me just the way he wanted me. I'm good. Amen. And if we could get this on earth, wouldn't the world be such a better place? I mean, people boycotting each other and people picking on each other because of skin color. All I know is that we all bleed the same. Amen. We're all connected in some kind of fashion. And as Christians, we are one with Christ. And he does not prefer one person or one race over another. He prefers everybody the same. He loves everybody the same. And what he does for me, he'll do for you because he's not a respecter of persons. But you got to believe that. We're all in the family of God. We're all one in Christ Jesus. And that's the beautiful thing about it. If we don't figure this thing out on earth, we're going to be a little shocked when we get to heaven. We're going to go, whoa. And the person that you've been fighting with on earth, God's going to make your neighbor for eternity. So don't have any enemies. Amen? Don't be at odds at people. People are going to say some stuff and do some stuff, and sometimes it's a little ridiculous, and sometimes it's a little, you know, you might be misunderstood. It's okay. You're a Christian. It's all right. You're supposed to be misunderstood a little bit. Amen. You do things a little different than the rest of the way the world does it. You celebrate Christmas. You go out and you help people. When something happens to you, you react differently to your circumstances and situations because of who you are in Christ Jesus. You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're blessed coming in. You're always blessed going out. You're more than a conqueror in Christ. That's what the Bible says about you and I. We're all one in Christ. He's not looking at you, and he doesn't make me more special than you just because I have the title pastor. Listen, I've been in that seat right where you're at for years serving pastors. Amen. And when pastors come in, I still serve them. And goes, what do you mean? You serve those pastors? Yeah, whatever they want. They're my guest. Amen. My pastor's still in town. He's still rocking and rolling across town. Amen. He came back from his journey and started up a church here a few years ago. We just love him, and we keep in contact with him. But I still honor him as my pastor. Amen. His money's not good when we go to lunch. I pick up the tab. He always tries. I said, no, I got this one. He says, no, you purchased the last one. I said, don't worry about that, pastor. I got that one. He said, well, you know, we went to dinner last night. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm going to serve you because of what you spoke into my life and how you've helped me come along. He was there when I was sick. He was there when I was down. He didn't ask for anything. Amen? He was just there. He showed me how to be more like Christ. He told me, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. I said, I don't feel very strong right now. He goes, I'm going to encourage you. You can do it. Amen? We're all one in Christ. We got to understand that. That when you start seeing people go off the tracks a little bit and they start getting racist and stuff, talk to them about that. Straighten them up. Give them a little tune-up about Jesus. Amen? Amen. I mean, I talk to people all the time, and sometimes I get misunderstood. I'm not really worried about it. I'm not prejudiced. I love people. I love all people. We're all the same. Like I said, we all bleed the same. And that's the message of Jesus. He doesn't want that. I mean, the devil has got this thing so wound up in the last few years about these racial divides, and we need to protest this, and we can't stand for the flag this, and we can't do this. Listen, the flag we should be standing for. Amen. And it'll probably get some hate mail when this goes and gets on the recording, and someone's going to say, well, you can't say that in the church. Yes, you can. That's just called honor, right? Just like if there was an older person that walks through that door, we're going to open that door for them. It's not going to go like the younger generation. poor old person in a walker is getting smashed by the front door. No, honor that person, amen? Open that door for that person, amen? It's okay to do that. So right, to honor the elderly. It's right, because one day you're going to be old and you're going to hope someone opens that door for you. Amen. So I've been practicing that one. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're all one in Christ. Amen. We're all one. Praise God for that. We're all unique, but we're one in Christ. It's so awesome. Third thing, God says, I am predestined by God to obtain an inheritance. Let me just say that again. God says that I am predestined by God to obtain an inheritance. I don't know about you, but inheritances are good. That means someone had something and they set it aside for you, so upon their death, they give you this inheritance. Amen? That means they left something behind for you that you can use. Or you can remember them by, amen. You've been predestined by God to obtain an inheritance. When you get an inheritance from a loved one, that's something, but to get an inheritance from God. God had figured this out 2,000 plus years ago that you're going to have this inheritance. Take a look at Ephesians 1 verse 9. Ephesians 1 verse 9. It says, God has now revealed to us His, what is this word? Mysterious will. Oh, what's this mysterious will regarding Christ? What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this mysterious will regarding Christ? It says, which is fulfilled by his own good plan. And this is the plan. Here's the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and everything on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we're one, right? We just talked about that a second ago. We're all one in Christ. We have received an inheritance from God. for he had chosen us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. There is this mysterious will of God, and people don't understand it. But when you're a Christian, when you spend time in the Word, when you know who you are in Christ Jesus and who Jesus says you are, then you start to understand that that being under the authority of Christ, when we are united together, when we're united, not when we're fighting and backbiting each other, but when we're united together. Think about that. We receive this inheritance from God. They chose for us in advance. There's this inheritance in advance. We've been predestined by God to obtain this inheritance. God has got this inheritance for us. And you say, well, how do I tap into this thing? Because I've been asking God this for years. Because this inheritance is a great one. We inherit what is all that God has already placed on this earth. Can you say overflow? Can you say abundance?
Abundance.
Can you say more than enough?
More than enough.
That's what the inheritance is. But you got to understand that. You got to know God's will. Amen. Our inheritance is released when we do the will of God. When we line up our will with God's will. When we lay aside what we want to do and go do what God wants us to go do, then we start to see his inheritance. When you don't know the will and the plans of God, then you forfeit or you delay the inheritance from God. And a will's got to be executed in order to receive the inheritance. Let me say this. When we were off the track, when we didn't know Jesus, we knew that there was this inheritance, but we didn't know how to accept it until we received Christ. When we receive Christ, our eyes get open, right? And we don't do the things we used to do. And then all of a sudden, when we start to do the things that God says we can do, because we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, right? Amen. We can do all things.
Amen.
We can do all things, right? There's some things you don't want to do. I get it, because there's some things I don't want to do. But we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, right? We're all one in Christ, right? So we're all knitted together, right? That's what it says. We're all united, and we all have this inheritance. But sometimes we don't get that inheritance, or it gets delayed, or it gets stopped because there's something we're not doing that's lining up with what the Word of God says. And we got to get in the will of God. We got to get in the Word of God. We got to spend some time with God. We got to get in here and say, Lord, some things aren't lining up. What am I supposed to do to get this inheritance? I don't want to get my inheritance. You know, here's the thing I've learned. I don't want to give my inheritance to my kids when I'm dead. I won't give it to them while I'm alive.
Amen.
I want to execute the contract early. Amen. I want them to receive a little bit draw while I'm alive so I can see them enjoy it. And then when I'm dead, they can have the rest, right? They can have a fully executed contract, the rest that's remaining. So, yeah, here's the deal. God's the same way, right? He died. There's this inheritance that he has. That all we have to do is tap into it and receive it. Amen? We have to just tap into it and receive it. There's this inheritance. It can only come into place if the contract or the will has been executed. Remember how they do a reading of a will, and then they execute the will, and then they start dishing out whatever they're going to get. Like, you know, you get mom's, Tupperware bowls that are 17 years old, and you get, you know, the diamond ring from dad. Here you go. You know. My mom and dad, they did the same thing. They started giving some of their stuff away before they passed. Amen. Before they passed. And they gave rings, and they gave away certain things. To each of the grandkids, and it was really good to see it. My grandma did the same thing. Before she passed, she'd given some things, but then when she executed her will, when she had passed and gone to be with Jesus, there was a reading of her will, and the three brothers, my dad was one of them, received some financial blessing from her estate. Amen. Think about how large God's estate is. He's the creator of everything. He owns everything. We're just renting the land. Amen? We're just here on borrowed time because we're really of heaven. That's what the Bible says, right? We're just here, so we're just going to go and do what we need to do and get some things accomplished and get some people saved and create some vacancies in hell and fill up heaven. That's our goal, right? Right? We want heaven to be jam-packed. Amen? Because heaven's big. Heaven's a big place. Amen? A lot bigger than this place. It's going to be sprawling. Amen? It's going to be good. Going to be good. Hallelujah. So you already have all your needs that are met because of Jesus. Think about that. Jesus is our need meter. The supply from God never stops flowing when you're obedient to Christ. When you do what he tells you to do, even when you don't want to do what he tells you to do, go do it anyways. Amen. Be found being obedient. During this Christmas season, go be a blessing to somebody. If so, I mean, just go out and you don't need the church to go behind you. Go and be a blessing to somebody. Go pray for someone. Go love on somebody. You have the body of Christ connected together with you. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Go out and get strengthened up by the word and go out and talk to somebody. Share some good news with somebody. Put a smile on your face. Turn the frown upside down. Amen? That's what you're supposed to do. Because you and I are one in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. God doesn't look at our color. He doesn't look at our race. He doesn't look at our nationality. Thank God he doesn't look at that I'm a Polish guy. Polish guys excluded. Boom. I'm Polish and Italian, right? So I get mad and don't know why. But, you know, I mean, thank God he doesn't say, no, you're out, right? Thank God he doesn't say that. Amen? Wish I was Indian and Polish. I'd be Tanto Budzinski. That would have been cool. That would have been a pretty good name, wouldn't it? Can you see that? Can you see that? Bishop Tonto Budzinski. It's got a good ring to it. Sounds good. But see, he's not worried about race, color, or that. He's not tied up in all that. Amen? As Christians, we are all one in Christ. He doesn't prefer one person over another person. That's what we got to know what God says. We got to spend some time. We got to study the word. We got to see what Jesus says about us and why he came to this earth. And that's why we celebrate his birthday. We should go and spend some time in the word so we can say thank you for all that he's done for us. We celebrate his birthday. We celebrate it big. I think we ought to do a cake on the 23rd. We should do a birthday cake just to celebrate. We should just do it good, right? Yeah, I think we should get some balloons too and send those up in the air too. What do you think? That'd be kind of cool. Can we do that? Can we put, you know what would be even better? If we can put something in those little balloons, we get some helium with something in it, some scriptures or something, and then fill that with helium, and then after we say happy birthday, and we do our candlelight, we're going to let them send them off into space, you know, take out a couple airplanes. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be cool, though? Amen. Be a prayer in it, at least. Hallelujah. Be kind of cool. Land in someone's backyard, and there'll be this, I think it'd be awesome. Put that down on our list. Things to do. Not that we have nothing to do during Christmas season. See, we are already predestined by God to obtain an inheritance. Our inheritance is a great one. It has overflow and abundance and more than enough. It's yours when we do the will of God. We just got to plug in and do the will of God. When we do what he asked us to do, he doesn't make it hard. He loves us. Before the foundations of the earth, you were preordained. You've been appointed. You've been predetermined. You have this inheritance, but you don't have it yet because we don't work his will and plans like we should. So we just got to get back into the word. Amen? Tell them they are late for church. These qualities that we've been speaking about come from the lips of God himself. Think about that. People ought to point out in your life that you look different than the rest of the world. There's all those things that we talked about. But God says those are all, that's who we are as Christians. That's who we are as Christians. And we ought to point this out. And we ought to be pointed out. People ought to look at us, they say, God, there's something different about this lady over here. There's something different about you. There's something different about you. There's something different. Why do you react differently? Why are you so joyful even though the boss is on a terror that day? I count it all joy. Amen. I got enough joy in my life to overcome all those circumstances and situations. I'm not having no depression. I'm not going to be depressed on anything. Amen. I got God. He's going to compress me just enough, and then he's going to let me explode on sight. That's how he is. I'm not going to get depressed. There's a lot of people that have depression during the season. Pray for those people. Get that word infused into them. Tell them to share some word with them about the word, and that they can be overcomers in Christ Jesus. Some people have lost loved ones this year. It's tough. I know. think about not celebrating with my dad this year. I mean, it's, you know, a couple years now, and we don't get to celebrate Christmas with him. But we do in a way because he's with us right now. He's looking down upon us. He's, you know, he's seated in heavenly places where we're going to all be eventually. Amen. He's looking down. All he did is went back home, because that's what the Bible says, right? See all the parts of the Bible that talks about us? Think about it. You've already been predestined. You've already been predetermined. You have this inheritance. So that's why you're not broke, busted, and disgusted, because of who you are in Christ Jesus. God didn't create you busted, broken, and disgusted. The world might have did that to you. But I know one that can fix that. I know the one who's the healer. I know the one who's the provider. I know the one who can bless my finances, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. Right? That's the God that we serve. We serve a God that can beat depression. We got a God that can beat, what's the one after depression? There's like a depression, and then there's, what is it? Oppression? I don't know. Depression? I don't know. There's depression, but there's one that they get even worse, and they get to a point where they just think they can't get by. Listen, God can reach really deep down. Amen? What is it? Manic depression? Yeah. I mean, God's bigger than all. God, let me just tell you something. Your assignment during this Christmas season as we celebrate Jesus' birthday is to go out and just love on some people. Go love on the most unlovable. There's a whole bunch of them out there. Just go shopping. There's a bunch of them. Just go be friendly. Be loving, kind. You'll shock them when you're just nice. And when they hold up the line, like this gentleman did the other day, and just held up the line, when it's like, oh my God, Lord, I count it all joy. I know. Price check. Why did he get 9 items with no price tags on it? How did I get behind that guy? Why? Teach me patience. Give me a chance to sing about Jesus. Amen. Right? Just say the name of Jesus a few times when you're in line. People will run away from you. Or you start a good conversation. Right? Why are you so joyful, man? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Jesus, I serve, man, he's good. He's good all the time, every time, 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day. Amen? He's always on time, never late. He's always on time. That's why we all learn to always be on time, right? I learned that from God. I remember I missed an opportunity, and I blamed God. I blamed God, and God says, well, it's because you're always late. People are waiting on you. I've never been late ever again after that. I'm 15 minutes early. Everywhere I go, I'm 15 minutes early because I don't want to miss. God may have an assignment for me before I get there. But I better get there early. I don't want someone getting my inheritance because I was lazy and was 15 minutes late. I'd rather be 15 minutes early. Amen? Are you quiet in here? God will create opportunities for you when you're early. Amen? God will bless you. We've got to know that. You know what God says about you, right? There's a whole bunch of stuff that God says. Read the scriptures. Read that word. God says you're blessed. Walk like you're blessed. Even if you don't have it yet, walk like you got it. Amen? Right? You don't feel good? Well, start walking like you feel good. Start stepping it up, right? Maybe you're ailing with some stuff. I'm ailing with some stuff. I just go, Lord, I'm not even giving the devil a half an inch on this. I'm not. I'm pressing in. I'm going, well, I don't think so, devil. I know you're whispering, but I know what he says. When I start seeing people start talking all that racism stuff, I gotta jump in there and say, time out. Let's cut each other right now and see what color we bleed. I don't want to do that. We all bleed the same. Isn't there a song that we just heard on the radio today, right? We all bleed the same? Bleed the same. Yeah, there it is. Right. Because the blood. We're all from the same creator. Not hard, right? We're all from the same creator. We all have the same blood in us, right? The same DNA that was in Jesus is in us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you to to bless each person here today. I ask you, Lord God, to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings and favor in their life. Father God, right now, I pray for a hedge of protection. Warrior angels encamped around them. Everywhere they go, to and fro, Lord God, that they have these angels encamped around them, Lord God. You can't touch this. Lord God, bless them. Allow them to walk in their anointing. Father God, allow them to hear your voice and speak your word wherever they go. God, open up, Lord God, opportunities for them. Lord God, as they go out shopping, as they go to parties, as they go meet with people, Father God, allow that smile on their face to open up a conversation where they can share the love of Jesus. And they can talk about the testimony of their life. Father God, that we can talk about what Jesus did and how much that he loves us and why we celebrate Christmas. Lord, open up opportunities for all of us, Lord God, to share the good news gospel everywhere we go. Father God, bless us this week. Lord God, open up, Lord God, those doors and opportunities, Lord God. Pour out blessings and finances, Lord God. Lord, if this is a season for bonuses, let this be the biggest bonus that they get this year. Lord God, let it overtake them, Lord God, with joy, Lord God, because it'll be so large, Father God. Bless each person. Guide them and direct them. Have your will and have your way with them. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said,
amen.
You are dismissed, and I will see you next Saturday at 6 o'clock. Amen. Have a